Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Inflation, a down economy, and higher taxes down the road are continuing to feed into feelings of uncertainty for everyone, especially baby boomers who are about ready to retire or who already are retired. And what's probably contributing even more to your feelings of uncertainty is looking at those account statements. Thanks so much for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, here to guide you about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy today. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You can call him for a complimentary appointment. You can get his book, Worry Less Wealth. Ask for that. And then also check him out yourself on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, a big hello to you, Eric.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, it's definitely looking at those account statements are going to be a big eye-opener for a lot of people. And sadly, a lot of them, I mean, even my own, I had my contributions offset by my change in value. So it was pretty much a break even. So that's why you keep buying, right?
That's right.
And now those new purchases for this next quarter will be all on sale.
Oh,
so,
man.
So you're getting a discount.
I like that. That sound of that is great. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear something that took place in 1960.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Think he said one giant leap for mankind, and you know who that is, don't you, Eric?
Yep, good old Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
Supposedly he didn't even have that pre-planned, just came out of his mouth, and one of the most famous quotes you could ever have. So,
right.
Yeah, it is crazy, because the if you've ever heard anybody talk about you know, what's in your cell phone versus what's on that ship, and the computing power is way more powerful in your pocket than your phone than what they had to get all the way out there. Yeah. So so it just tells us how things change. And obviously things were very different back then, right? You know, inflation was a lot lower than it is now, at least how it spiked. But then, of course, it did go high. And so it is kind of appropriate to bring back something back to 1969, since we had the worst start of the bond market since 1970.
There you go. Yeah, and, same amount of time period. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've had the worst half of the S&P for about 50 years also. So, I mean, a lot of these things are very much tying into that time frame in an odd way.
Right. So. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, if only we had a computer that could take care of all the fluctuations in the economy. Everything going on right now. But tell us this, how much attention should we be paying to our account balances? Because it's kind of scary.
You know, you don't want to do the full ostrich plan, right, where you just stick your head in the sand and totally ignore things.
Right.
But you also don't want to be fixating on that. I mean, I still remember there was one little reporting issue on one alternative investment that we had at Custodian, and this was Christmas Eve. And for some reason, I had ordered something online and I'd used my work email. So I had to check. I don't normally check my work email, but I had somebody going, "What happened to my account?" And email, you know, because she was like looking at every day and their value had dropped a little bit. And it's like, really? Come on.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, come on. Go do something else.
Oh,
and so that's somebody who's paying attention too often. And so yeah, you got to balance the two. You know, one of the biggest problems is if you don't have things set up right, that's when you freak out, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have 100% of your money in the market and the market's down 20-30%, guess what? 100% of your money's going to be down, you know, about the same amount, right? So that's the problem. Is even at younger ages, you should have at least some steady income. You should always have a little bit of money in the bank or some sort of foundational money that can't go away. But if you're 5 to 10 years out from retirement, or even worse, in retirement, you cannot have 100% of your money in the stock market. And by the way, so when I say the market, I should say stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those types of things. They all go down together nowadays. They used to have, bonds used to be, more offset and not correlated, as they call it. Now they tend to all go the same direction. So, you have to have some steady income money, stuff that's low volatility, that pays good income. And then in those down years, you can take the money out of there and you don't have to cash in those shares when they're down. And then you also need some foundational money. You need some money that's going to be there. You need a bucket of money that you're going to be able to keep pulling money out of while your market money bounces around. And unless you have those three options, man, it's going to be very tough. I mean, I don't see how people are successful without having those three options. So, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually look at your current plan and we say, okay, here's what path you're on. You know, is your trajectory going to the moon, or, you know, are you going to miss it? And if you miss it, you're going to be way, way, way off by millions of miles and never come back, right? So it's not that bad usually with our planning. You can't miss by that far. But again, we want to tell you what course you're on. Are you on the right track? And then see, okay, what kind of course corrections can we make to fix this? And, you know, that's what you want to do, is have that income plan, that investment plan, the taxes, all three of those really go together. How long is your money going to last? Where should it be invested? How's it going to get taxed? Healthcare issues, and then legacy. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something we want you to help you with. So, you know, if you want to sit down for, you know, just a 15 to 30 minute phone call, we can find out what your concerns, what your worries are. And then if it makes sense, we can go to the next meeting. We used to charge a fee. We're not even doing that for the planning now. We'll actually give you that info. All you have to do, it's pretty simple, is you can just text the word visit. Text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, one common piece of advice during tough economic times is making sure that you have enough set aside in your emergency fund or savings or whatever you want to call it. How do you talk to your clients about that?
Well, so I was a scout, and my boys have all been scouts, so I like to call it our Be Prepared Fund.
I like that.
So since that is the scout motto.
Yep.
And so, yeah, really when we're talking about how much do you have, there's all sorts of rules of thumb. But, you know, really the super safest way is at least three, but really should be 6 months of saving, of expenses, I should say. 6 months of, you know, if you add up all your car insurance, your, you know, rent or mortgage, you know, all those things, food and all that stuff. Look at how much you spend, and then, you know, say if that number is $5,000, well, then you should have $30,000 sitting in a savings account. If you lose your job, you know, you got 6 months, right, of money there to be okay. Because, yeah, the odds are super massive that we're in a recession. So you can't say we're in a recession until we've already been in it for 6 months.
How
so
crazy.
It's one of those, yeah, goofy things. Again, if that all of a sudden affects your job, yeah, you got to have that protection. You got to have some of that money there.
So, Eric, we know we can't control the state of the economy, and we cannot prevent things like the recession happening. What can we take more control of when it comes to, you know, the impact on our retirement?
Well, I think this is more overall life question, but I think everybody has a problem, and especially American culture has a problem of actual responsibility. And what that means is your ability to respond. So yes, you can't control the economy. You can't control what happens to you in life. The only thing you can control is your response, or how, you know, your ability to respond. So that's what really what responsibility means. And so, yeah, when things are bad and things are going down, how does that affect you, right? How can you change that? Well, maybe you go for it a little bit, right? Depending on, you know, how much other monies you have, maybe you should actually buy while other people are fearful. Be greedy, as Buffett likes to say, right? So there's a lot of things you can control. You can control where their money is at. You can control, you know, how you're planning, where you're planning, you know, where is your plan taking you? Are you on course? Now, if that's something that you haven't done before and you have no plan, well, that's tough, because how do you know if you're on course or not, right? So one of the things that we can do is we can take the responsibility to say, hey, I'm going to get a plan, and I'm going to make sure I'm on track, or I'm going to find out what opportunities I have to make changes right now. Because it's not necessarily the time to say, oh, let's not do anything. Yeah, things could get worse. So it might be time to definitely do something. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can give us a call. We can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, find out what's going on in your situation, and then see if we can help you there. Again, no cost, no obligation. Just give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with more.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at WealthCreatorRadio.com, WealthCreatorRadio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. But all right, we're going to talk about Gen X in just a little bit. But I do want to talk about the baby boomers that are retiring. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, the numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things. Obviously, retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to go check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money, and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market, because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money, because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then, plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues. And there's going to be a big strain on that, because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed when you hit retirement, and it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches, so don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that? You guys going to be able to count on that, Eric, or is that conversation totally different?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year, it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we could pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company and say, oh, I'm just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money and then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right?
Just same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're young doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they're thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15-20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, you know, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is, so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. Sir, I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, you know, it's just, you know, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So Yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not. And they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement. Kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But, you know, really, it's always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money. Stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you in those times when the market tanks. Because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had a, I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Literally, of people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up, asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation in 1 week and trying to find a specialized care for your father, right? So, and that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And, there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales. And guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So you have to be super careful about, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, hey, let some of the government, fail-safe programs help out or other things. But you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worryless wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's five areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator, how do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template, who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, those are the five areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time, not like I need this stuff for yesterday, right? that doesn't work that way. And so, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are, and then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these five areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace. Right.
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So, really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition into some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done. You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, you know, but hold it. How do I get, I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59. I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, you know, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, you know, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. You know, I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, you know, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in our on Social Security. So
yeah.
So if you're younger, yeah, you better be saving a lot for yourself because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. Uh-huh. And yep. At some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, you know, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, you know, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, you know, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on.
you know, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, you know, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff, you know, hopefully you have some idea of maybe how much they owe in the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school, long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife, because she's the one who ran everything and she worked in accounting and, you know, numbers were her gig. So it can definitely change, you know, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live, and, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. That's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. So yeah, if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security. So you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, yeah, you can do a 529 account. You know, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as, in this case, as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. But it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him, and it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story, or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to, and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live, or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the like the Sierra foothills or someplace like that, where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how we're going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss. And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.